Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And welcome to Question Reality. I am Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 10 years, we've been providing our audience with entertainment, industry, career advice, and this show, my earphones are falling off, but I don't want to mess my hot hair up, so this show is for you if you're questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business. So if you're questioning it and you question, do I want to be a bass player? Well, today, David's going to answer the questions. The guests on our show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, actors, singers, comedians, writers, PR agents, screenwriters, script supervisors, stunt people, and entertainment attorneys, and so many more. If the list continues, because if they're working in the entertainment industry, they are going to be on the show. I will hunt them down and beg them to be on the show. If you missed any of our shows, here are three ways that you can listen to past shows. I'm going to ask Albert to do a set me up on Facebook Live. So let me do this real quick. You know, I'm always doing business, busy work in the acting industry. This would be called busy work. So as an actress, this is busy work. Okay. So we're going to start the live video, which is separate from the one that you're seeing now. And it says starting. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. Connection issues, obviously. Here, can you take this over? Because the audience is like, okay, so it says it's starting. So just fix it. Can you fix it? Yeah, you can. Look, David's already started. He's doing Facebook Live too. Okay, so back to what I was saying. If you missed any of our shows, here are three ways that you can listen to the past shows. Number one, go to our archive page on the LA Talk Radio website and search for our show title, which is Question Reality. That's one. Number two, go to iTunes, Google Play Store, Stitcher.com, and we're under the podcast section. And then number three, you can get your free mobile app on the App Store or the Google Play Store. So three ways to get these shows. Now, when you download the free LA Talk Radio mobile app, please explore. Like I'm drunk, I've been hitting the whiskey again. Please explore our other shows. We have a bunch of super fun hosts, a lot of great topics. So just kind of peruse the website and look at all the fantastic shows that are available. Very exciting, informative topics. And there's something actually really for everyone on LA Talk Radio. It's amazing. Finally, if you want to be on our show or refer a guest, basically someone who wants to promote themselves, their CDs, as long as it's not culty. I can't do culty. I have been getting requests for culty things, C-U-L-T-Y, my own word. Sorry, I can't do the culty. All right. So if they have products, they want to promote themselves and they're working in the entertainment industry, and they want to help our audience with sage advice, then please, we want you on the show. And we're currently booking for 2019. So you have to go to our official website. It's not latalkradio.com. It's questionrealityradioshow.com. Questionrealityradioshow.com. And also, that's the website if you want to see all of the guests that are going to be on the show for the whole entire year, who's been on the show and who's upcoming on the show. And we usually book 6 months to a year in advance. So, you know, check it out and see. There might be someone on the show that you are pursuing a career in that arena and you want to know about. Like maybe, possibly being a bass player. And that leads me to this gorgeous man over here. Is this man not hot? Now, Facebook Live, Albert, what's happening with that? Can I?
Had to switch to our network.
Really? Yeah. Why?
Because
oh, talk in the mic, Albert. People want to hear you. Albert, you know Albert. Albert.
We had to switch to our network. The guest network wasn't working.
Okay, let me get that over here because I have to be hosting, producing, and Facebook Living all at the same time here. Now, is there any reason you turned it on the side?
Yeah, so we'll have a wider angle because David's sitting here and you're sitting
here. Yeah, but when that is...
it's fine. It'll work.
Now, people, Nikki Nicole is watching. I'm going to wave to you. Can you tell me, Nikki, when you're looking at this, are we sideways or are we straight up? Because I really am scared to do it this way. Are you sure? Because
yeah,
it usually switches. Can you watch?
Look, he's got his.
Yeah, but can you go on Facebook and check it out right now? Nikki, are we sideways? Are we actually filming the correct way? Can you answer? Straight up. Does that mean yes, it's good, or no? I don't know what straight up. I hear straight up, I'm ready to sing a Paul Dool song. Nikki.
Yeah, we're good.
Are
See?
We good? Oh, yay. Okay. Oh, is that what you're saying? Okay. Yay! All right, so now we're back. We're back, people. Okay, Nikki Nicole, thank you. She said it is correct. All right, so we got Albert. Can you come in the shot a little bit more to the left? Okay.
Or is that the right or left?
Try to make it look natural to my left. Try not to look like you're...
My right.
Yes. Yeah, well, my left. Okay. So we have the gorgeous David Gomez Herrera. And say hi to your fans, David.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, don't you love that voice, Nikki? Oh, my gosh. Oh, Christine Owen says, can you slightly move up? Oh, okay. How's that, Christine? Is that good? Straight up now, tell me. Okay. You want to make sure Christine Owens is saying that the heads are not in there, even though through my phone, I'm seeing you, the heads. So can you look on your phone and make sure, can you monitor and make sure that your heads are showing? Okay. So David Gomez Herrera is a young, handsome, hot, I'd say hot, you keep getting people that want to say hi. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to wave to everybody.
Looks like the heads are there. Look.
Okay. All right.
The heads are there.
The heads are good now. Okay. All right. Everybody's chiming in. All right. So David is a young, hot, and multi-talented Cuban musician who's only been in the United States for 2 years. But in those 2 years, he has been forging a very successful path in the world of music and is constantly on tours around the country. Isn't that fantastic? So many people come here and it takes them years to do what you've been doing for 2 years. So that's amazing. And David comes from an entertainment family. His father and his brother are musicians, and his mother is an actress. And I want everybody to check out his music and follow him on social media because he's such a sweetheart. And you're going to see that in a minute. So on Facebook, it is David.Gomez Herrera.5. I don't know. Isn't that like a weird name? We're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, David Gomez Herrera.
Yeah. And on Instagram, @TheCubanBass. Okay. So first of all, David, welcome to the Question Reality Radio Show. And congratulations on your new project as soloist, bassist. And this is your first album, and it's called Havana Bass.
Exactly.
Appropriately titled. So what is, with this being your first solo bass project, what does this entail? A lot of people don't know. Like, what is the process? What have you been doing so far?
Well, the process started, you know, with the ideas. Now, we are making I think like 6 or 8 songs for this first album. There will be like 4 cover songs.
Cover songs.
And the other original songs.
Now, see, that's interesting. Okay, so on the album you have how many songs? Say that again.
8.
8. Okay, mm-hmm. And 4 of them are cover songs.
Yes.
So tell us about the process that you had to go through to get the cover songs, because you just can't do other people's songs. It's a whole process, and a lot of people don't know that. Tell us what you had to do to get those on your album.
Yes, all started, you know, I picked the best song, my favorite song, like song by Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson. So for me, it's cool because I don't play, I play the voice melody.
The melodies?
Yes, mm-hmm. I made the song with my style, with jazz, funk, or Cuban things.
Okay.
That's what attracted me when I first heard you on the street.
On the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's tell the story real quick. Albert, I have David on as a result of Albert. He was at lunch or walking home, and he heard David playing, and he was just blown away. So he came home, and he said, "Oh my God, I saw this amazing bass player. You have to have him on the show." So we listened to you, and I'm like, wow. So go ahead, Albert.
Well, it's because normally when you think of a bass player, they're not playing the melody. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why it was amazing that you alone out on the street were playing a bass and playing the song. I knew the songs you were playing. I think you were playing Let It Be at one
point. Let It Be,
of course, I love the Beatles, so that immediately attracted to me. I heard that. And then I thought I heard you playing Tears in Heaven or one of those Eric Clapton, I can't remember.
Yes, Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah, Sir Duke, yes. Mm-hmm. And so I was amazed because normally when I'm walking by and I hear street musicians, I say, thinking too much.
You're not getting my pennies. You're not getting my buck. No.
But when I heard David, I said, wow, wait a minute. I've got to take a second take on this. So I went back and I heard you got your card and then told Priscilla wanted you on the show.
So what is it? I mean, why is it so, okay, for people who are not musicians, why is it so impressive when you hear a bass player be able to play the melody?
Because the bass player is usually the person who plays as a supporting part of the song, playing the low end it's usually a vocalist or a horn player or that will play the melody. So it is unusual when a bass player is playing the melody. And so I really found that
amazing. That's hard work, apparently.
Yeah.
That's,
I found that
a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay. It's okay.
Wow.
I love it.
So that's impressive. I don't play music, so I have no idea, but it sounds impressive if you can do that. Now, what, this album, what are the 4 cover songs? Because I'll probably know them. What are they? Yeah.
Bueno, now we are recording a lot of songs, so we don't have the 4 songs ready. But now I have Let It Be, for sure. Sir Duke. There are other songs by Drake. It's called In My Feelings.
Okay.
It's very, very popular song in this name. There are a challenge in internet. But we make for this song a remix.
Remix. And so the 4 songs, what was the process? I think we started talking about that. We got lost. What's the process for, if you want to do an album, what is the process to get cover songs on your album? What do you have to do?
Bueno, first, you know, learn the song, study. Later, write all the music for the other musicians. The studio, is hard. Make you know your ideas in the studio. But now we have a very, very good team. We are working with a very, very good team. All are my friends, really good musicians, and now we are making
And yeah. And what did you have to do administrative wise or legally to get those songs on your album?
Yes. Well, now that's a very, very good question. Now we are making all the music by with my versions.
Yeah.
So if there are no problem with the version legally.
So your arrangements, your exactly. customizations exactly. of those songs. Exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
So are you saying because you rearrange them, you mm-hmm. have permission to use those?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you rearrange the songs, you can use them, even the words and everything. Or you just are? Is it instrumental or do you have vocalists?
No, it's instrumental.
Instrumental. Oh. So you can totally yeah. use it if uh-huh. you do the
yeah,
rearrange.
Yeah, there are no problem.
Oh.
Now there are a lot of problems with copyright. You know, you.
Yeah.
But no, we are good with.
So you can do that. Mm-hmm. Oh yes. My gosh, see, I didn't know that. I thought that's a hassle to do that. Okay, so it's 8 songs, and who are the other musicians? What instruments and who are the other musicians?
Bueno, we have different songs, but you know the normally set up is drum, guitar, trumpet, saxophone. Pero we have violin, cello, vocals
wow.
too. Sí. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what are their names so we can give them credit?
Who
are
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my friend Tania in the violin. Gabriel, he have his studio. We are record everything in his studio. He play guitar with different musicians. So we have like two drum players for different styles.
For different songs.
Different
okay.
songs.
Yeah, and what are their names? Just to.
Está Timothy okay. y está Ralph Meyer.
Okay, yes. And the vocalist.
Vocalist Regina Soto.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I love that. Don't you just
she's Cuban, Q.
are they all Cuban?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Cuban,
oh, my gosh. That's great. Mm-hmm. Oh, Pamela Ha is checking in. Hello, Pamela Ha. Hugs to you. Thank you for saying it's a cool show. This guy is fantastic.
I think this is the first time we've had a bass player.
We've never had a bass player. You're the very first. I'm privileged. Now, what are you going on? So, right now you're still in the studio, but after you finish doing the songs, mm-hmm. what are you going to do to promote the album?
Well, I have a very, very big expectative with this album. I want to apply for the Grammy. I don't know if I can wait, but
you can do it. Why not?
You got the vision. You have the vision.
Yeah, I mean, I was a producer on a short film, and mm-hmm. it was nominated. One of the songs on my short film was nominated for an Oscar in the short films category. Mm-hmm. So if I can do it, we can do it. You can do it. Yes,
yes
we can do
yes,
it.
I
so
want.
What are you? So your ultimate goal is uh-huh. for it to be in,
yes.
you know, on the
ground. But now I want to start with my YouTube channel. So
okay.
Now I think this is a very, very good way for promote your ideas or your music. So now I want to start with my YouTube channel. Instagram, Facebook is very important.
Yeah,
for that.
It's very important, as everyone knows, to promote all of your work.
Yes.
Now, David, it's also very hard, though, to do it just by yourself. You really need a team because you're working on the artistic mm-hmm. aspect, but you have to also work on the business side, promoting, and you know, it's very hard. What is your plan to do that all by yourself, or do you have a team?
Bueno, now I don't have, you know, the manager or the
manager,
uh-huh, mm-hmm. the product, pero now I'm doing everything by myself. But, you know, it's good because I'm learning all these
That's
new
right.
things, you know.
Yeah.
I'm from Cuba. In Cuba, we don't have internet. So I'm really new. My Facebook account have 2 years.
Huh?
So I'm new with all this, with the internet, with the social media marketing. So now it's good. It's a good opportunity for learn for all this new.
You have no internet in Cuba? Not yet still?
Not yet. It's really, really hard.
Wow. But yes. You knew what it was when you were in Cuba, but you didn't have it. You just mm-hmm. heard about it.
Mm-hmm. No.
All right. So you don't have a team yet, but the goal will be to get a team because it's very hard to do that by yourself.
Yes.
But you are learning, so that is great as well because you have to learn to do it, and then you can tell someone else to do it for you.
Yes.
You can get one of your girls, one of these hot, you can get a hot chick. Yeah, woo! Hey, hot chick, if you're out there and you want to be on David Gomez's team, he'll interview you, right?
I forgot I was supposed to take pictures.
Yeah, Albert
too, so
is
I
in charge.
Pictures.
Yes, Albert has to take pictures
and promo
video.
Pictures.
So yes, we need to do promo. Okay, let's do promo pictures. Yeah, everybody join in.
And we've got that. Let me turn.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay. You know when I'm taking it. Ready? One, two three. Good.
Good. And one of me. Oh, did you get me?
Yeah.
No, not no. Okay, give us a pose. Give us a hot pose, David. Woo! Look, isn't he beautiful, girls? All right, he needs a team. Ladies, I would jump on the team right away. Wait till you hear him. Okay, so who books? I know that you do a lot of gigs and you go on tour a lot.
Yes.
Who books your gigs and books your tours?
By myself.
Look at that.
I play like 15 different bands here in LA. Yes.
You play in 15 different bands?
Yes.
This
happened. There are you know, a lot of.
I hope you're getting paid.
Yes.
Because they try to get you to work for free. You know how they are.
Yeah.
Well, let's test you out, and if you're good, I'll hire you, and then they.
No, I live. Fortunately, I live. By the music is my job full time.
Okay.
So, pero this is the thing. There are like six, seven bass players, really good bass players here in Los Angeles area.
Yeah.
And we rotate. We have all the gigs. So when somebody call me, oh yeah, I need a tour. I need a bass player for tonight. If I playing with other bands, I say I can't play with you tonight, but I have my friend. I can send you my
referral.
A very good
bass
player.
That's so nice of you.
That's happened. You know?
A lot of people wouldn't do that. That's so nice of you. We have to say hi to Steve Portlock, who's watching, and he said hello.
Hi, Steve.
And then we have, I don't know who this is, G Nelly. Is that a friend of yours?
Nelly.
If it's not, it is now. Thank you, Mr. Hotness, Steve Portlock, for tuning in. Oh, my gosh. I love that man. Okay. So you are booking your own gigs.
Mm-hmm.
You're working on your own album, doing everything. So you're the leader. You're organizing the musicians. You've done all the arrangements. And how much longer would you say it'll take before it's done, the album?
The album. Bueno, we'll start the record now, pero I think in four months we'll be ready.
Four months.
Yes,
oh,
pero
good.
You know, we are work every day. Okay, normally make an album it takes a long time. Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you spend years for one album, pero now we are.
Are you a self-taught musician or did you go to school?
No, I studied classical music for 10 years at the Music Conservatory in Cuba, where I graduated from double bass, but also I studied by myself other jazz, Brazilian music, y bueno, Cuban music.
It's so fun, feisty and flavorful. Do you know someone named Miriam Camarena?
Of course,
she's
yes.
She's waiting.
Hello, Miriam.
Yeah, she's tuning in. Thank you, Miriam Camarena. do you play any other instruments or?
But my principal instrument is the double bass, the electric bass, but a little piano, a little guitar. I can sing a little bit.
We got to hear you sing. Oh, you're coming back on the show and doing some singing for us. And I know that your dad, your father, mm-hmm. and your brother also are musicians. Mm-hmm. So what do they play? And did you used to play in a band with them?
Yes. Bueno, in Cuba, we have our family band. It's called the Gomez family.
Oh.
Yes. I love play with they, you know.
What do they play? What instrument?
My brother plays guitar and clarinet too.
Oh, wow.
But yes, but he's very, very focused with the guitar right now. Oh. He's a great guitar player.
Wow.
My father play piano really, really good. He teach classical percussion on the Havana Concert University.
Oh, nice. Yes. Oh, he must be really good. My gosh. And your mom is an actress? What mm-hmm. does she do? Does she do soap operas or telenovelas or what does she do?
Bueno, she make TV shows for theater things too. But in Cuba, she's the people call my mom like the origami queen. You know what is origami?
Origami, Japanese.
Yes, Japanese. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bueno, she make histories, so she can make, for example, one origami, the lion origami, you know, it's a piece of paper. Yeah. And you can get one lion origami, pero she make that in real size. So she made real origami.
Yeah, we have to order some for Christmas. I order some and give them for Christmas presents. And what's your mom's name?
Nereida Herrera.
Oh, say that one more time.
Nereida.
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 Herrera.
Reina. Oh, boy. There's a lot of rolling of the tongue in that. I'm not too good at that aspect. And they must be so proud of you coming here. How did you end up coming here? Was it on a scholarship or how did you get here?
Well, I come here for a festival, Cuban festival in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 years ago. And when the festival finished,
You know. Loved it. You're like, I am so there. Yeah. Oh, someone's watching. I think that's Micah from Hawaii. Hey, Micah. Thank you so much for watching. Say hi to Micah.
Hello, Micah.
You're getting fans right and left. My goodness. Okay, so do you get nervous before a performance or a competition?
No.
How come?
Now with my new project,
you know, want it to be successful and you're scared, right?
Yes, you know, there are a lot of responsibilities in the same time. Now it's not only the music. When I play with other band, I only focus in my bass, my music, but now it's the music, the other musician, the sound, a lot of things, but yeah, it's okay.
You don't get nervous. We have someone else tuning in named Jonathan Davis.
Jonathan. Say, hello. Hi, Jonathan.
Yeah. That's my old friend from Maryland, East Coast, down from New York. Here's New York, and Maryland is...
Didn't he used to play bass?
Down. No, he's not a bass player. I'm not sure what Jonathan does. What do you do, Jonathan Davis? Oh, I think he has a business called Merry-Go-Round. I'm not sure what... But if that's still accurate.
I used to play bass years ago in a group called Blue Destiny and another one called Eddie Gale and the High Tech Emergency.
Yeah, they were pretty big here.
And Eddie Gale used to play with Cecil Taylor and the Sun Ra band. He used to play trumpet for them. It was very avant-garde.
It was
avant-garde. And what happened was... One time, I'm so used to doing him, he calls a key, and we kind of just modal it out.
Okay.
But one time he called a key, he said, E-flat, like that. And then suddenly, there will never be another you. I was expecting a modal tune, and I got to do all these chords.
I don't know what they're talking about, not being a musician, I don't know what that means. But you know what? What I do know is that it is time to listen to one of your songs.
Okay.
We are going to listen to, now why don't you introduce the song before we play it? What's the? Okay. Is it Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're gonna play Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder. Now, focus on the bass because
he's taking the melody on the bass, yeah, which is very impressive.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, I'm playing this tune with a big band called the Gem City Jazz Cats.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing this tune, and it's all the horns that are doing the
melody.
There's
like 15 people
and
in that band.
We do that little thing that everyone does together.
Yeah,
we do all that. But he's doing everything on this one.
So when you listen to this song, this is David, and he's doing everything. So without further ado, let's listen to David Gomez Herrera. And while we're listening to this, he's going to be setting up because he and Albert are going to play a tune to close out the show called Sunny. Are we doing Sunny?
Yeah.
It's Sunny?
Yeah.
So this is David Gomez Herrera. Holy macaroni! Tony! Oh my gosh, wasn't that fantastic? See, didn't I tell you? You are so great!
Thank you very much.
Now, do you like to go by David Gomez or David Gomez Herrera?
David Gomez.
Okay. And the reason I ask that is with social media, when you're, because you're starting out, but one of the things I want to emphasize to everyone that's listening is that you have to think about branding. When you're starting out in any business, but especially mm-hmm. entertainment, you have to be consistent. Yes. So if you're going to go by David Gomez, everything needs to be David Gomez or David Gomez Herrera. So every social media account that you set up, make sure it's consistent, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're, and there are so many David Gomez's, right?
Exactly.
So it's kind of hard. So on Facebook, if you type in, like I did, David Gomez Herrera, there were like 25,000. And then I asked you for your Instagram, which is the Cuban base. Right.
That's different.
So that's different. And I'm thinking, maybe, what do we do about that? Because the Cuban base, that's kind of cool, right? Mm-hmm. I like that.
Okay.
And people would maybe get to know you better if it was the Cuban base. But have you done research to find out if you type in Google how many people are the Cuban base? You haven't looked it up? No. Okay, let's look that up. Because we want to brand you, right, with a certain name. So it's David Gomez. It's like, oh my, you know, so
yes.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And your mm-hmm. album is entitled Havana Base. So mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. So think about branding, people. So when you're starting out, make sure your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, everything is consistent. Now, David has a common name, but if you want to kind of be known as something, your name's kind of rare, then that's great. But anyway, enough about the branding. Okay, so I wanted to ask you, how do you balance your music career with your other obligations, you know, with mm-hmm. your family? And I don't know if you have a girlfriend or a mate. How do you do that?
Well, right now, all my family is in Cuba. So now I have the time for work, you know, music. Now I'm doing the music full time, 100% a day. So, pero I planify my day.
Right.
You know, every hour, what can I do? What can I do for, you know, for improve, for right. be better with.
So that is great that you're focused 100% because you're mm-hmm. young and now is the time.
Exactly.
Don't be thinking about getting a wife or
boyfriend.
No, because once you bring another person in and you're in a relationship, you know, it gets so emotional mm-hmm. and you have to, you know, think about so exactly. many other things.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. focus on the music. You know, there's some hot chicks out here, so don't be tempted.
okay.
You know, because you know, you're a good-looking guy. They're all going to want to be in a relationship with you. You got to stick with the music. It's hard, David Gomez. My goodness. Now, I have, my next question is, have you, I don't think you have, but while you're performing, have you ever made a mistake and then thought, oh, shit, and then what did you do to cover up? What is a technique that other musicians could use, other mm-hmm. bass players?
Okay, well, that happened usually. Yeah. The strings, broke strings.
Oh, yes.
Yes, pero, you know, it's move all your...
if your string broke, what would you do? I just keep playing.
You know, with humor, with joy.
You have to keep going.
Keep going.
Exactly. And you know what? But the problem, you know, some people who have those whammy bars.
Oh, yeah.
When the string breaks on those, the entire instrument goes out of tune.
Wow. Oh, my God. What? Now, this will probably be like one of the last questions, but what are some of the things to do and some of the things not to do when you're pursuing a career as a bass player? Like, what would you tell someone? Don't do this. Mm-hmm. Do this. What would you say?
Don't take care with your attitude. that's the most important. Arrogant, you know. But that's bad things. Don't do that.
Yeah.
If things to do, you know, be friendly.
Yeah.
Be open. All the time, meet new people. That's very important.
Right.
You know, study. Go for it. Yeah.
So basically, he said common sense things. Be friendly. Yeah. You know, try to get out and network as much as possible because you never know who you're going to meet. Look, you were just playing, now look what on the street, and Albert saw you. Who you never know who
captured
is going to be
ear.
Watching you, right?
Yes.
You never know, so you always want to be friendly and always have your business together, mm-hmm. your website. You know, do you have a website?
No, yes, but I'm working on that. Yes,
well, I own a website design business, so let me know. We'll get you a website for free. Mm-hmm. For free. All right.
Better.
Look up PriscillaWebsites.com. PriscillaWebsites.com. Okay. So we got one more question, and that would be what has been your biggest challenge as a musician, and how did you deal with that challenge?
My biggest challenge, when I come here, I work in other things. With no music work.
Trying to get money, working for money.
Yes, I was working like car washer in restaurants. You know, it's hard because I want make music all the time, but it's good because I know myself better now. You know, I can.
You know what you want to do and not want to do.
Exactly. It does good. That's job are good too. It's, you know, you humility.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. It's good.
Because I mean, you don't want to waste your time doing something that is going to take away from your passion and your craft.
Exactly.
Now, real quick, what are some of your upcoming gigs that we could go see you?
Yes. Okay. I have now for the album. I don't have gigs by my project yet. But we are in the Lighthouse every Monday in the Hermosa Beach. Yes.
Yes, our friend Chuck Johnson plays there. Yeah. He plays saxophone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a really good place for jazz musicians.
So every Monday, what time?
At 10 from 12.
10 to 12. PM. So everybody go see David Gomez at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach every Monday at 10 p.m. And also, please follow him at The Cuban Bass on Instagram and follow him on Facebook under David Gomez Herrera. Okay? And that is a long one. But you know what? If you went by David Gomez Herrera, I think that would narrow it down. And it sounds cool. David Gomez Herrera. Right? Woo! He's there. He's coming. All right. So we have a treat for you now. Albert Baico on guitar and David Gomez Herrera. I'm going to just say his whole name. They are going to play a song. What did you decide, boys?
We're
going to
play a Blue Bossa.
One of my favorites. Oh, my gosh. That's a treat. So they're going to play it. There's no music. There's no, what is that called when you look on the paper? What is that
sheet
called?
Sheet music.
There's no sheet music. They're doing it live. And that's one of my favorite songs. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you, everyone who spent time listening to David. David, would you come back on my radio show when your album is done so we can promote it?
Yes.
You promise?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Thank you, Priscilla. Thank you.
And so we're going to close out the show with Blue Bossa from David Gomez Herrera and Albert Baico. Bye! Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Priscilla.
You are welcome. And Albert, say goodbye to your fans.
We will see you in the future.
Hey, yeah. And check him out at the Cuban Base and on Facebook. And he's going to come back and promote his album, Havana Base. And I'm going to do a website for him. So we will announce it on Facebook. And then we'll be able to follow his progress. Maybe we can have pictures and videos of your studio work. That would be great to post on your... All right, everybody. We will see you next week on Question Reality. Thank you for tuning in. We love you. Say bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.